Chapter 41. Archaeologists dream. The gully yawns out into a causeway, littered with the flipped lids of stormwater drains, tractor tires, matted reeds and tangled canes, disintegrating garbage, perished condoms and random Barbie limbs. An archaeologist's dream, a fluvial fan to pan and ponder, much treasure to seek and find. We pass right by another caravan park, this one pertaining to the coast or nearabouts. Then a clay field measured and marked up for football. A couple of crows are dogfighting above, reckless and raucously. Young seagulls are simply hanging in the air as if suspended on string. Then they wheel and float off towards the sea, where they really should be, if you ask me. What started out as a trial run has soon turned into a last-minute dash. Slow down, I say, though I note that the younger person I follow is not in listening mode. What are we going to do when we get there? I call, indicating the nearing beach. She does not look back or answer, of course, and one has to wonder if following others is really all that it's made up to be. Are we hunters and gatherers? Or do we live in herds? On we trek through weed and sand. It could be some kind of desert, and me, Lawrence of Arabia, or Jane and Poor Bowles, if I let myself be, which I can at times. Everything is music, if you want it to be. Ask Paul about that. He was a composer, as well as a writer, like Jane. And late in the day as it is, even though it is freshly morning, I once again start to wonder what my definitive discipline possibly could be, what sky I could shelter under, or road I could wander down to destiny. I wonder, I do, about where I left my roots and what one is supposed to do with such things.